and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. Your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind.
Well, greetings, everybody. Praise Yahweh and welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you. And we got part five of Dimensional Cycles. We're going to close out the series tonight with Dimensional Cycles part five. We're really getting into it, and we've got to conclude with some interesting aspects of dimensional dimensions. We're going to tell you that you're going to be really affected in the days to come, whether you really want to be or not. Now, the main thing is to be preparatory, in preparation, to be watching and to be seeking, and those that seek and knock shall find. Let me ask you a series of questions, see if you can pass some of the tests that's required to open these dimensional fields of spiritual revelation. That's what we're talking about. You see, the Bible says that Christ is light. That is an anointing of light. Well, the Bible said that God is light. Well, then Christ said, my sheep are not of this world. Are you willing, question number one, in the test, before we get into the message, let me lay a gestalt of a test. If you're willing to sacrifice all that you have for a cause that you believe in, are you really, sincerely dedicated to that cause? There's going to be a testing time come to prove you. Do you really care wholeheartedly and very deeply for the fate of this planet and the conditions and for the beings that live on it? Do you really care? Are you a blessing to this earth and its inhabitants, or are you part of the problem? Are you acutely sensitive and affected by the conditions of people and things happening around you? Are you? Well, this is part of the test. Have you had unusual, nonlinear, non-rational spiritual or psychic experiences that are in line or out of line? Would be a proper phrase, out of line or not in step. You don't fit in with the normal reality of the material world. Do you daydream or do you have a dream about the things that I just said about unusual, nonlinear, non-rational spiritual experiences? In other words, seeking, reading, praying, desiring, not content in this present world, feeling like a stranger. Are you a dreamer? A visionary? Are you spiritualistic? Are you idealistic? Are you a psychic in a very subtle sense? Are you artistic in relating your desires to the Creator rather than man? Are you struggling to discover a deeper hidden manifestation or greater purpose in your life? Do you feel that you're special, unique, or unconventional? Are you fascinated with the events of the day? Do you think it's exciting to live in this time? Are you caught in the pursuit of materials? Are your dreams at the third dimensional level, never rising above the material carnal consciousness of the dimensional shift? Is that your main priority? Do you have a sense of having lived other lives before, or even those in your heart and knowledge that seem to run concurrently with this one? Are you looking to the author and the finisher of something that established you to be who you are rather than who they are? Are you separated as a sheep from the herds of goats and you don't run with a herd? Do you feel that people don't know you or understand who you really are, and that they think if they knew who you are, that they would think you're crazy if you told them what you have experienced, felt, sensed, believe, or know to be true? You feel like that you're not of this earth. You don't fit. You don't belong. You're a stranger and a pilgrim. Well, if the answer to all of those questions that I just asked you, if you said yes to the majority of those questions, you are a star seed creator. Now let me emphasize the dimensional application of the possibilities that lay within you. The Bible said all things are possible to them that believe. All things. Now, if I say all things, and you don't really believe that you're capable of all things, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. There's nothing that lays outside of you that can prevent your faith from seeding an action of a causative verb to be, I am that I am. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. If your confession will rise to the level of the faith action purpose to produce a cause and an effect that will hook up or link in a linear fashion to the Creator's purposes for you before the foundation of the world. I'm not talking about why you came here just to exist in a flesh body, to eat and to drink and to be merry. You must know the fruits of the labor of the Spirit. The Bible said, seek those things which come from above. Now, the above is the dimensional shift of the consciousness that I've been talking about in the 4 hours, and this is the fifth hour of the purpose, is to awaken you to reality. Remember when you were told Santa Claus would come and see you if you were good? Anytime you got out of line, they would threaten you that Santa wouldn't visit you at a particular season called Christmas. And you surrendered to become humble, and just so that you could get a present on December the 25th when Santa Claus came down the chimney. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can believe and dream and purpose the things that are not true, surely by faith we can look into the heavens of the things that was prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. where the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man, what Yahweh has laid up for our experience of a divine grace that will transform our life into something so wondrous beyond the mind to fathom, that this will become the dream purpose of your faith in action to conquer yourself. You see, the greatest enemy to your cause is not those that are without, but it's the determination and a doggedness that's within you to pass the test, to be willing to give everything that you have up down here to possess that which is up there. Now, when I say up there, it's within your reach. It's a dimensional shift that you are quite capable. See, you are what you are by the grace of what you are, and you are more than a man. You have something within you that Satan has tried to dumb down. And when you come to the edge of this dimensional shift where you are about to achieve, it gets darkest before the dawn. Remember that. Satan will fight and struggle and wrestle and prevent and try to prevail through unbelief over every desire of higher purpose and dimensional shift, to put your mind wholly, safely, and trust to the faith that will be examining every man, woman, and child. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. The poor man is not he who is penniless, but he that is without a dream. Now let me give you that again. Remember, Lazarus was penniless, but he had something that caught him up to another dimension that separated him, and the Bible describes as an eternal separation from the rich man that was not penniless. So what do we see in that truth? The reality is, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. If you have to give up riches, if you have to give up position, if you have to give up power, if you have to give up the carnal desires, and I know I have fought and struggled with these carnal desires all of my life. I have fasted and prayed to achieve an overcoming realization of the carnal mind. And yet, if you let your guard down, and if you quit seeking, quit striving, quit praying, quit fasting, quit seeking, quit knocking, quit struggling, the carnal mind will raise up at an hour that you think not and overcome you. So then, therefore, the carnal mind is enmity. It is a separated force of the physical worlds of see, hear, taste, feel, and smell. These senses are alien to faith. Faith cannot be seen. Faith is a seed sown through action. It's a desire, a purpose to reach into the consolations of the dimensional above the 38th parallel of your mind, into a realm of cosmic consciousness where you can have the spiritual achievements, because you can do all things through the consciousness of Christ. Christ is the word anointed. So the anointing comes by simply sowing seed, having a dream, having a purpose, having a desire, willing to sacrifice anything on the earth to achieve your appointed destiny before the foundation of the world, to remain on the Lamb's Book of Life. When you come to the edge of all that you know, you must believe one or two things: that there will be an earth to stand on, or you will be given wings to fly into the unknown. Now remember what Christ said about a sandy foundation. Those that lay up treasures on the earth are sand. These are shifting. It's just like a man's riches that goes through the hands or through the fingers like sand when it's too hot to hold. If you go out into the beach and you don't dig deep, the digger you deep, the cooler the sand, or the more solid into a dimensional feel of going opposite from the surface. You must dig deep and get onto a rock base of faith, supported with the confidence of your confession that you are willing to not let anything separate you from the love of God and the pursuit of the spiritual happiness of your soul. You see, you can lay down and be poor and go to bed hungry. But if you worked hard, the Bible said sleep is sweet to a laboring man, whether he eats little or eats much. And the reason that narcotics is now being used unprecedented is to calm the body that has no experiences in the cosmic pursuit of a dimensional shift for the aptitude and the attitude of the mind to stretch beyond its reason. You see, you must be stretched into an upward vertical shaft of light. It was on the day of Pentecost that the two subjects that we're discussing here, light and sound, the audible sound current was a sound came from heaven. It filled only the 120 that were seeking, asking, praying, and tarrying. The day that you seek Him with all of your heart, you can find Him, according to the Bible. And if you will seek for the things which gives you purpose and gives you a goal of spiritual work to clear the way for your spirit self to fully incarnate here on this physical earth plane to achieve a dimensional shift, because no strangers will enter in. If you're a stranger to the spiritual dimension, so the goal is for you to work to obtain a higher purpose in life than the carnal pursuit of happiness. You must seek a deeper purpose for your existence. If you're suffering, do not take this suffering in vain. The suffering servant is the one that overcame. Lazarus suffered without the gate. The rich man was in the gate, but at death he was thrown out of his mansion, and Lazarus moved in. It's that simple. To seek the world is to deny the dimensional shift of the purpose and the possibilities of you ever achieving success in the spiritual dimension of the light. The Bible said, a fire set upon them as tongues of fire. This fire was an indication that God is light. And so light and sound, the two really principal terms of what God's all about. God is a spirit. And you must seek a deepening of that spiritual revelation, just like digging through the hot sand of the surface where the sun has cooked and baked and dried the sand to get down to the moist sand. The deeper you get, the more firmer it becomes, and the more firmer on a foundation when the winds come and the trials, if the test is coming to shake every man's foundation and try the works by his purpose and his intention, you know a tree by its fruit. If you pursued the materials, the carnal, the things that the Gentiles seek after and refuse, you say, well, that's just too deep for me, Pastor Buddy. I'd just rather go and let the preacher preach a good old hellfire sermon, glory to God, and sit in the pews and warm the pews. Park my brain in the foyer and let him do all the hard thinking. It's him. That's his job. I'm just to enjoy his message, and I need my ears tickled to be entertained to get me to go back next Sunday to go into my pocketbook and support with my tithes and offering those things that soothe the carnal mind. The Bible said that which is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to our Creator. And that which is highly esteemed to the Creator is an abomination to man. It's a paradox of opposites. So in the world, you're going to look like you're stupid, crazy, out of focus, out of sync, out of dimensional time sinking. But to the Creator, you are wise above, and you have digged deep, and you've got on that foundation where that every man's work shall be tried by fire. The fire is the cosmic reality of truth coming down. Can you take the truth? And I've been dealt a large plate of truth. It's almost more than I can comprehend or live up to in an honorable way. Lost all my friends. Lost all of my worldly possessions. But I'd rather be a pauper in this life with nothing and have everything into heaven as to have everything on earth and die. And what would I give in exchange when the demand or the command is made? And the question is asked, what would you give in exchange if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? I don't want to fall from grace. I don't want to be forever banned from the Garden of Eden. I don't want to fall away. I want to be renewed in my dimensional mind. I want to think on these things. I want to purpose my soul in its interaction with Yahweh instead of the serpent. I don't want to lay with the carnality of the five senses. I have no worldly pleasures. I don't hunt, fish, play golf, play baseball, play basketball. I don't do none of those things. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what a boring life. No. I'm more than content now than I ever was when I was pursuing those things. I had to have company. You see, misery, in the sense of a carnal, loves company. Spirituality and growth loves loneliness. Acquainted with sorrow, separated from the world. You see, Elijah got his revelation in a cave, separated from the system of Jezebel and Ahab. Unless you're willing to separate, and most people are caught up in what Mr. Bush is doing rather than what Mr. Yahweh is doing. They have filled their minds with the panic and the terror and fell for the serpent's carnality of fear, looking after those things coming up on there that they really can't purposely and professionally seek self in a higher incarnation. You must incarnate into the spirit womb of reality of the faith that is not seen, other than build you mansions. Let's say you knew the whole intent of the world government. What good would it do if you didn't have a soul experience to know what's coming down in spirit? That's where the fall came in, to give you a carnal mind, to look at carnal-minded things and to be caught up with the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, and be subsequently exited from the Garden of Eden. That Garden of Eden is right on top of your head. To go back, you must go in, not go out. The Bible says in Luke 17:20, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. But most people seek a literal coming in the physical realm, as opposed to being prepared to leave in the spirit. You see, God could come for you tonight, and if you hadn't been prepared spiritual, what would it matter if he came physically? If he wasn't prepared spiritually to accept him, do you think that you could physically stand before him? The Bible said nobody in the flesh will stand before him. So then you must make the transition and the interaction with our Heavenly Father to be energized in the pure soul essence and ride upon the manifesting energies of the dimensional shift into the densities of the higher rather than the lower realms of creation. Because Satan is clouded and hidden by the veil of the gross energies that's wrapped around the flesh man. To successively bring about the layer of the clothing of the pursuits of the world. If you're clothed in the pursuits of the world, if you're interested in what's going on in the world rather than what's going on in the upper regions of your mind where you have the Father bound in the upper levels and will not invite Him to come in and sup with you because it's up to you to open the door of your consciousness to a subconscious level of the upper dimensions when you will consistently work in the vibrations rather than the density of the carnal mind. See, vibration is light and sound, a unique separate consciousness, a memory that denies the ego and the identity of itself. You must deny yourself, including your own respective desires and your own fleshly wills, to lay aside every little weight. The weight is in your mind. The battle is in your mind. Lay aside everything that would exalt itself into your mind to keep you from your journey within to assort and put in perspective your ability to make the journey or the transition through these multidimensional universes or these alternate realities of the other worlds, and you must find yourself here in this present life to walk with Him in the spiritual life. You got to know who you are. You got to know where you're going. And to know that, you must know where you've been. Christ gave us the clue. I am not of this world. If He wasn't of this world, what world was He from? It certainly wasn't the physical carnal dimension where Satan caused man to fall and to lose his inheritance in a world or a place or a position prepared for those who love and serve Him from the foundation of the world. Through all of our journeys, wherever you've been, you might have been. I see men that's joined the Navy and they have tattoos and things on their skin to indicate where they've been and things of this nature, and they're proud of traveling the earth. Folks, you could travel this world over and seek the existence of eternity in the flesh realm and miss heaven because the Bible says no flesh will enter in. What if you gain the whole world? What if you achieve the knowledge of things that gives you peace and comfort and people will look upon you? Let's say Bill Gates, the richest man, they say, in the world. It's incredible. The richest man, all he did was invent a software application to a template, a framework to operate a computer system that's run by 666. Man, everything's coded, keyed, and it pays handsomely, although I don't envy the things that he has. Because I don't envy the suffering or the cost at where he goes. He has to have a bodyguard. He has to keep his children guarded day and night because of the evil in this world that's trying to would take him captive or hold him for a ransom. He could demand like billions of dollars, not millions, but billions to be released or some of his loved ones, and therefore he has a horde of bodyguards. Everything has to be sampled that he eats, just like our president. To be in his company, you have to be select, you have to be tried and proven. To be in Yahweh's company, you've got to be tried and selected, chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. You must be chosen, not called. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what's the difference, man? I felt God's calling. I felt the anointing. I felt the Shekinah. I felt the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could imagine yourself as a spinning disc or a record on the record player of life, the outer rim of the record is your physical and emotional being from your infancy to the birth of when you leave here. Further in that you go, you come toward your astral or mental being, the adolescence and adulthood. Closer to the center is your etheric and causal being, old age, if you haven't learned anything by the time you get old. David learned this, I was once young, but now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed a begging bread. Seek ye first the kingdom and its principles, the dimensional shift to the real desires. Pass the test, crawl the infiltration course that is set up in the spiritual fields. Remember, the devil is crafty. He'll try to detour you. He will try to prevent you from achieving your goal of getting home, because everyone he loses through the level of the consciousness of the dimensional shift, when you connect back to the part of the separate or the separated from the whole, when you reach the whole, when all is made full, we will have that complete. And the Father's waiting on you and me to achieve our own cosmic consciousness of achievement to overcome. Be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome. How did he overcome? He endured the pain and the suffering, the humility. The Bible said he was tender-hearted. The Bible said he was pitiful. And yet each of us has an ego. When somebody says something we don't like or talks about us, we puff up. The old flesh man gets to having an inferiority complex. Folks, the spirit has no complex. If they beat you in one city, just go to the next one. Receive your beating there as Paul did and say to die is gain, have a purpose. On each groove, as the needle passes, the needle is inflicted. Do you think that it's pleasant for the record to have the needle injected into it and tattoo these memories? This memory produces a sound. It's an experience, a vibration, an image, a feeling that life is playing out a reality. It's in a groove. You must generate the proper sound and the vibration to reach the level of your confession through faith and action, inverted, not extroverted. People like to build buildings. People like to build a big church building, and these 30, I know churches that will hold exactly 35 or 40,000 people, and they have to have 10 services a day to accommodate on Sunday all the people that come in. It's unreal. And yet, you with the truth may not only witness to one purpose, but if you save yourself, you do well. And if you gain someone along the way, that's just icing on the cake. But you better be a fit vessel. You better be the core sample of reality. Because your record is going to be played. And the Father is going to examine you. And you're going to have to stand before Him in the unifying consciousness holding all things together. In your mind, that you may present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Romans 12 and 1. Your spiritual journey, you're moving in a ever upward journey back to where you came from. You see, all you're going to do is it within yourself to achieve the kingdom of heaven within you. You can't find it if it's within you, and the Bible says it is, then you can't find it without. Well, you say, well, I build a big church and I'm the pastor of, I pastor 30,000 people. If you don't have it within you, it profits you nothing. Let's say that you are a great orator, just like Herod was. Herod, the Bible said he spoke like a god when he opened his mouth. Seven thunders almost uttered her voice. The people said it is a god that speaks to us in the person of Herod. And yet he didn't have nothing within. When the examiner came, when the angel looked for the cosmic reality of truth, he had to let go. He couldn't play on the cosmic channel of truth. And the worms, the infestation of the carnal corrupt desires of Herod turned into a flesh, a glob of rotten flesh, and the worms ate him up from within. And he literally rotted away with a dying cancer of these maggots eating in his gut. And the stench of this god, this man that spoke like a god, that had convinced the people that he was a god, died like a feeble man. Paul, the apostle, who was beaten unmercifully for the truth he held in his heart, this spiritual journey that he was on, moving upwards by the effect of the blows to the head that caused his spirit within him to be dislodged and go into the third heaven, spinning in the cosmic wheel that Ezekiel saw as he rode the cosmic channels of the process of the ascension to upper dimensions. In a spiritual journey that only the pure in heart shall walk. Let me tell you that the time is coming and now is when men will have their record played and every knee shall bow. Every tongue will be like the needle scratching the record of your life. You will speak exactly what truth is in you. If you've come short, it will be like a sore thumb sticking up before the Creator. You will be embarrassed. You will be humiliated. Just like the poor Lazarus, who sought the inward dimensional aspects of the kingdom, neglected his physical body until he had lost so many vitamins and minerals, his body literally broke out in sores. And I know I've been there. When you fast so long, you get what is called the shingles. Your nerves, your body reeks and it trembles as it's creates a vibratory response in pain and agony because it's alien as the flesh man gives up the pursuit of the material to feed itself, to live on the bread that man knows nothing about. The old physical man screams and kicks and says, feed me. And for this cause, Lazarus had become deficient in vitamins and minerals because of his many hours of seeking and fasting and praying for the things that was within him, as opposed to having the riches of the rich man who was building his barns bigger and bigger and bigger because of his business and his achievements in the carnal. And I said, what if you gain the whole world, rich man, and lose your soul? What would you be master of when it comes that the physical dimension passes away? What are you going to have in a rate of return? For the bank of heaven does not draw on carnality. If you don't lay up spiritual battles, spiritual treasures, gifts and polish your crown. Work on your foundation. Dig deep. Pray. Be willing to give up the things of the world to achieve a higher dimensional consciousness that exists beyond the duality of the see, hear, taste, feel, or the carnal eyes that look after the things that are upon this earth. Satan has very wisely, and correctly, by the way, you see, the reason he does these things because he prolongs or delays your ascension. He does not want you to achieve the power of upper consciousness or higher consciousness or a dimensional shift of your understanding to know the truth and the truth to make you free. He doesn't want you to be a free sheep. He wants you to be a bound goat of the five senses of the carnal mind, forever stuck on the wheel that exists in the duality of the flesh man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not by the power of the lower self that one can be freed of the subconscious attachments and the programming, which the government has very well doing to program our minds. The television has been used to program through sublingual suggestions of the lettering or the frequency response across the bottom of your screen as you set to entertain the flesh, eat, drink, and be merry. They're programming your children as well as yourself for the evil dimension of the carnal physical body to surrender the control in spite of the pleading of the Spirit to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and the higher self. Oh yeah, I'll do it tomorrow, Lord. Lord, I'll fast tomorrow, Lord. Glory to God. Right today, I just seen that commercial at the Big Mac, and I got to have one. I got to go to Burger King, have it my way today, Lord. I'll do it your way tomorrow. Tomorrow don't come. If you, only through a physical body process your intentions and desires, you'll never be free on the level that I'm speaking of, and you'll be bound forever, as was the rich man, and cast out of the kingdom and denied the things that are laid up for them that love and serve him and earn the respect of the Creator when he says, well done, my good and faithful servants, I'll make you rulers over many things because you have kept my faith and haven't denied my name. And today, a false name put into the Holy Bible, a name that's not even 500 years old, tickling the ears of the flesh people for the sake of filthy lucre or for having a large ministry. Oh, man. That's people that are rich in the physical realm of the things that seem right and are poor in the spiritual fruit of the things that are scarce. You see, the Father doesn't give rain very often in the spirit world. He doesn't send many golden, delicious apples, but you must be there at the troubling of the water, and you must be able to go in yourself, because the lame man that laid at the pool seeking someone to carry him in because he didn't have the ability to carry himself, you must seek your own soul salvation. Because nobody can go there for you. Nobody can seek it for you. If you don't do it, who will? If you don't go, who will? If you don't answer, who will? If you're seeking a crutch, if you're seeking someone to walk where you refuse to walk, if you're afraid to go, then don't send someone else because of your fears and your inability to seek the holy Shekinah in this world. It's a treasure laid up for them, and you must seek it to know it and to guard it and to purpose it and to feel it and to taste it and to smell it and to touch it in the spiritual sense. Oh, yeah, Pastor Buddy, I could put my hands. I've had people to tell me I own thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land. Glory to God. And God has blessed me so much. And yet they don't know one cotton-picking thing about the truth of reality and the revelation of even who the Creator is, let alone what He is. You see, in the definition, that's why that God revealed himself first by definition rather than sound. See, light is definition. The sound gives you the correct response to let light and sound have its perfect work in your being. So God said, I am that I am. And the causative verb Hebrew to be, I am the self-existent one. So his name had to have the impact of power before it meant anything in the sound. Light has to illuminate. Light brings you in. Then when you get in, why call me Lord, Lord? You know the true name. You know it's not Lord. Veils. Around and in between all of your bodies, these are the fine sheath bodies of flesh, and these causative forms of spirit bodies, which give you a dimensional shift, the higher you go, the finer or the infiniter the body is. There's a number of membranes or sheaths or veils. Some of them have been created for good or ill. And you're a victim of what you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so if you thought in the carnal, then the density of the body gets to the point that it can't raise above the level of its own pursuit or confession. You need energies. These energies must be used and purposed in action. You see, the first letter of the four sacred name of our Father is the Yod. Yod is an action letter of the 22 sacred formulations that cast a shadow. The shadow is for inner dimensions. The shadow falls within, not without. Seeing through the flesh dimly is the veil of light that is within, not without. You see, you will never see Christ without. He don't come without. He don't come with observation. These people that are waiting, looking, fearfully, trembling, and don't have a cosmic, dimensional energy and consciousness to raise to the level to meet him in the inward kingdom where you can sup with him, that is within your own temple. Every man must preform, create, and have a body of energies that is able to go up, rather than the carnal, physical weight of the flesh man to keep you earthbound. Satan's power. There's many misconceptions in people's minds that when the physical body dies, your whole being ascends freely into some sort of a blissful paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, that ain't true. That physical man that the spirit man possessed, that physical man goes back to the dust, never to formulate into these molecules of cell membrane that holds that spirit man. At death, the spirit man takes its flight. And there it must answer for what was done in the deeds of the body of the flesh man. Death is the most common escape from the limitations of the human conditions, and the ultimate freedom or liberation within the limitations of the human condition. It's brought through a process called ascension. You must ascend before you die. You must process before you die. You must have works before you die. You must enter in at the straight gate before you die. Like I said, if you don't know where you're going, it's obvious you don't know where you've been. If you know where you've been, you know where you're going. And he said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I am the light of the world. Oh, I could go on and on and on. My time, it just flew on by. And here I am 5 hours into dimensional cycles. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's message brought to you by friends and loved ones of the Shepherd's Call Ministry. And ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. We're struggling. We're like the Lazarus poor man, suffering without the gate. A few are supporting and holding up the hands of our ministry. We need your help. Now, the help is needed because we need to convince, we need to preach, and we need to send the message of reality and truth to others like yourself. If you've been blessed by the ministry, if you've been enlightened, if you have achieved a cosmic consciousness of a level above the mundane things of the physical mind, and I have elevated you in any way toward the divine principles, that those things that you seek from above are hidden from the world, then your soul has been given the ability to access and receive the higher consciousness, the information, the guidance and the energies from the higher levels of spirit. But as long as there is a veil, as long as there is the carnal, as long as there is a resistance, as long as there is a friction of gravity that you can't ascend, something holding you down, the weights, remember, it was a desire of the world that turned Lot's wife into a frictional discharge of a pillar of salt. Do not let anything impede or block your ability to receive the things that I've said tonight. Seek Him while it can be found. And remember this in my closing. The mind's like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And the only time that it opens is when you are in free flight. Ladies and gentlemen, just reverse the parachute. It's coming from a plane down to the physical world. And turn the world of your thought upside down and parachute away from this world into the cosmic energies that only Yahweh says, I have meat to eat, you know, not up. I have a level. I am from above. I am not from below. That's what he's talking about. And this is what Pastor Buddy's trying to pass on to you tonight. Well, if you'd like to write me, as my time is all coming on, you can simply write. If you'd like to have the 5-set series of Dimensional Cycles, that's the name of our last 5 programs, on WWCR around the world on the Voice of the South. Right out of Nashville, Tennessee, you've heard Pastor Buddy speak for 5 hours on Dimensional Shift, and a half hadn't been told. My, as long as we seek Him, the Father will prolong our time to find Him. Except there come a falling away, this end, this place of self, the higher dimensions, will not cease until we fall away. Let's not fall away. Let's seek Him while He can be found. Let's call upon Him while He's near. Let's look through the veil. Let's not let the flesh man prevent us from our appointed destiny to open our parachute and fall up. Oh, I like that. Open your spiritual parachute and jump in. As the Bible says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The living God is above you, into your consciousness, where He can only perceive Him in reality and understanding. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's the carnal desires that they seek in this world and never prepare the foundation of the world to come. The shifted consciousness of the upper heavens is right in your brain or in your mind where you think on these things. For a man is what he thinketh. And remember, you'll never think above what you confess. So let's move it on into the shifted environment of the precious reality of a Creator. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me for the 5-set series, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now if you'd like to comment tonight after the broadcast, and talk to me. I'm live here on the 30th day of April. Man, we're moving along. And we will be in a service. The Passover celebration of the second Passover. Only Pastor Buddy and a few more around the country keep the second Passover. They have the revelation, the cosmic consciousness of the upper mind, separated from the things or the commonality of the world of Easter or first Passover privileges. See, ladies and gentlemen, there's a message of revelation of cosmic shift in consciousness just because you get the revelation of the second Passover. It's a blessing that is contained within the revelation, and these are stepping stones into other things. You see, if you're faithful in a little bit, then the much that you seek for will come in due time if you faint not. It's a purpose, it's a dedication, it's a reality. Seek those things which come from above. Above is reality. Above is purpose. It's written. These things are not mysterious, they just have to have a proper interpretation. Maybe you've hunted for a long time, and tonight you've heard the rest of the story in this reality segment of the dimensional shift. If so, write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Townsville, Tennessee, the zip 37824. My telephone number, area code 423-626-2172. Remember the Passover. The second Passover celebrated in Morristown, Tennessee on May the 11th. We'll meet for the meal on May the 11th, old-timey foot washing, singing, and dinner on the ground. Praise Yahweh. We'll share in love and fellowship and revelate in a dimensional aspect. We're going to have speakers coming that will be with you for 7 full days of meetings of a fellowship and love and joy. You'll enjoy the Passover service. Many people come that enjoy it. And I look forward to it. It's one of the times that I look forward to purposely laying aside my finances that I can come and share and go. Maybe you miss the world. Maybe you miss out on a few bucks here and there. But ladies and gentlemen, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of begging bread. So the Father will prepare you a place, a tabernacle, in the wilderness of your faith. And that's where we're at. Remind you one more time before I get off here that our Passover fellowship, you don't want to miss it. That's May the 11th. Plan to attend. Give me a call and tell me you're coming down. And if you'd like to get water baptized in the divine covenant, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, all-powerful, wonderful, joyous, liberty, freedom, and honor, the name above all names, the great, magnanimous, magnificent, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, the four aspects of the Tetragrammaton. And if you'd like to be there on May the 11th, come on down to the Smoky Mountain Passover Jubilee, May the 11th.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast the golden crown.